worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. Amen. I know it's raining on the outside, but it's sunny in here because S-O-N is in here. Come on, stand to your feet as we welcome the Holy Spirit in today. Come on, give our praise team a hand as they come with every praise. I want everybody to join in.
Come on, put those hands together. Come on. We're going to join hands and make one big choir and sing every praise is to our God. Here we go. Come on. Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him. Every praise is to our God. How many know God's been good to you? How many know he brought you out? How many know he kept you? Every praise. Every praise. I think we need one more round of that. Somebody ought to feel better now. You ought to just shake it off. Say, I feel good now. The Holy Spirit is here now. I don't know about you, but I can feel him on the inside. Well, he's moving in my soul. Let's talk to the Lord. Father, we come now just to say thank you. You've been such a good God. You kept us when we couldn't keep our silly selves. And so now here we are, Lord, with our hearts open, our minds are focused on your miracle working power. Come, Holy Spirit, right now and dwell in the midst of us. Touch this choir, touch the musicians. Touch the preach man. Give us power to go bring forth your word through song and through word. Bless us now. Keep us in your care because you are worthy of every praise. Because we realize that every good gift comes from above. So God, we're thankful for all that you've done for us. Now let your Holy Spirit move in this service right now. Touch each person that when they leave here, they'll know they have met you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, praise God one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I gotta praise. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to, this is Usher's anniversary, y'all. Come on, give our ushers a hand. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, we're going to have Sister Athea Barnes is going to come with our scripture. usher's characteristics, Sister Yolanda Bryant. Then we'll have another selection from our mass choir in that order. Amen.
Good morning. Scripture is coming from King James, Proverbs 8:34. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 8:34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, watching at the post of my doors. And also from Psalms 84:10, the usher scripture. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Thank you.
I would like to read the attributes of an usher that should be exhibited. I broke down the word usher and I looked up the definition, and it goes, you is an underling, one who is of lower rank, subordinate, inferior, a subject, a servant, a henchman, a steward, aid, or helpmeet. S is being saved, a process that begins with the human mind turning away from living and thinking the way that that comes naturally to living and thinking the way God expects. H is heavenly, to be divined or blessed, very pleasant or good. E is embrace, is to accept or support when we willingly and enthusiastically welcome with open arms. R is righteous, acting according to divine law or who is free from sin and exhibits consistent moral behavior. These are just a few of the attributes of an usher that we should be displaying on a daily. Amen.
Thank you. keep leaning on. Listen, this is my part right here. If you want sunshine on a cloudy day, I gotta keep leaning on. Joy and happiness will come again. I'm gonna keep leaning on. Somebody here feel our hope is gone. You ought to keep leaning on. Somebody here feel our hope is gone. We gotta keep leaning on. Listen, if you want sunshine on a cloudy day, you gotta keep leaning on. You gotta keep leaning on, leaning on.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Keep leaning,
leaning
on,
on,
leaning on.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
I'ma keep leaning on,
on.
Keep on leaning, leaning. Oh, can you help me?
The song says leaning, leaning on. Now let's have some fun. Ushers, I know y'all normally on your feet, but this time I need everybody in the building. Come on, stand on your feet with us. Come on. We're gonna have some fun with y'all this morning. Ain't nothing wrong with a little gospel aerobics, all right? Take me to that lean part. Take me to the lean. We're gonna do lean. And when we get to on, I want you to dip with it. On, all right? Don't act like you don't know how to dip. Let's practice it one more time. You ready? Lean. There. Oh, smooth. All right, y'all got your part right. Here we go. Choir, let's help them with it. Come on.
Lean.
I see you. I see you, First Lady. I see you. Come on, lean.
Lean.
Come on. Oh, yeah, that's everybody. Do it one more time. Lean.
Leaner.
Let's take it home. Last one. Here we go. Put those hands together. Come on in here. There we go. Ushers, y'all look good today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all got your exercise for today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. There's nothing like enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father. Amen. And to all of the Reverend clergy's in the house. Amen. To the officers, to the mothers. Amen. To First Lady and family, and to the ushers especially. This is their day. Amen. Ushers anniversary. And to all of you who are listening in, amen, by way of radio, television, or whatever you're doing, we just happy to have you to be a part of our service here today. Amen. As we celebrate our ushers anniversary. Amen. This is the 90th, the senior ushers 90th anniversary. Amen. And the junior ushers 41st anniversary. Amen. So we praise God for them today. Amen. All ushers stand. All ushers stand. Oh, young and seasoned. Amen. Come on, let's give it to them. Let's give it to them. Amen. They have served us so faithful. Thank you. You might be seated. They have served us so faithful, and we're just gracious to take this time, amen, to honor you today. Praise God. Now, we also have another milestone that we are celebrating today. This is the senior choir 82nd anniversary. Amen. And we praise God. All senior choir members stand. All senior choir members stand. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The season sings. Glory to God. We thank God for you. All right. We want to once again just remind you, make sure that you get your shot. Amen. You wear your mask. Social distance. Hello. Amen. Amen. This virus is no joke. It's no joke. Even if you got the shot, you still have to be careful. Wear your mask. I know how some folks like to flirt around, you know, and thinking that it can't happen to them. But I got news for you. This virus don't have no special folks. It will get anybody. Amen. So we suggest to you that you would follow the science and doctors. Amen. And do what we can to protect ourselves and also protect other people. Amen. Especially our young folks who can't get the shot. Amen. So we have to be very careful what we do and where we go. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm on lockdown. You know, every so often I like to take off and go somewhere. Amen. But I haven't been nowhere in a good little while because of this virus, because I don't want to bring anything back to you nor my family. Amen. And so we have to be careful. So let's pray that this thing will leave so I can hit the road. Hallelujah. Let us continue praying for all of those on our sick and our shut-in. Amen. For we realize that prayer still works. Amen. Our own Deacon Dorsey Johnson, he's pretty weak now. He's growing old in age, so let us keep him lifted in prayer. Sister Josephine Daniels, as she recovers from the virus. Amen. Deacon Rivers, he's here today. Amen. Praise God. Good to see him. Amen. Sister Deacon Russell Vaughn. Amen. And let's pray for Dickon Griffin's father, who's recovering from his stroke, Reverend Guyton, and his wife. Please keep his wife in prayer. She's in hospice now. Amen. But we know it's not over until God says it's over. Amen. So let us keep her lifted in prayer that she will be comforted. Amen. She will find peace. Amen. Reverend Darrell James, let's lift him in prayer. Sister Quilla Hackett. Amen. Sister Javita Moore, Deaconess Karen Armstrong, Angie Smith, and all the rest that's on our sick and concerned list. Let's please keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. Pray for our country. Pray for our nation. Amen. Pray for our cities, for our states, for there is so much violence that is going on and chaos. We need God. Come on, somebody. We need God. We need to get to the point that we like blind Bartimaeus. We need to cry out, Lord, help me. Help me. Amen. Whatever your need is, you need to cry out to the Lord. That was our Sunday school lesson, in case you wasn't there. Amen. So we say to you, please keep our country and nation in prayer. Amen. Because we need it. All right. God bless you. We thank you so much. Those of you that are sending in your tithe and bringing your tithes and offering, thank you so much for supporting us during this pandemic. We thank you for your dedication and for your commitment. Amen. And keeping the church going. Because you know it's just like a house. Something always going wrong. The roof is leaking. The AC. Come on, y'all. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. Always something going wrong. Pipe bust. Amen. So we know. We always got something going, amen, wrong because what is made by man. Amen. And so we got to keep it going. So we thank you for your commitment, for your dedication. All right, at this time, we're going to move right along. We're going to have, let's see what we got. Oh, choir. Amen. Come on, give them another hand. I didn't miss nothing, did I? You? Praise God. Amen. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, I got something to praise him for. Come on, nobody know like you know. No, nobody know like you know. You don't know my story, but I got something to praise him for. Hallelujah. Amen. Your story might not be the same as mine. Amen. But in spite of it all, I got something to praise him for. Glory to God. Amen. All right, let's get started. Let's get started. In 1 Chronicles, chapter 15, verses 23 through 35. But for our text, we want to look at verses 23 through 25. We got a lot of names there. Elder, if you want to tackle them, we'll let you read it. But if you don't want to tackle them, all right, go right ahead. First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 23 through 25.
25. Praise the Lord. First Chronicles chapter 15.
Yes, sir.
23.
25.
First Chronicles chapter 15.
Yes, sir.
23. I need to pray first. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Well, I was just going to say the first letter and let them say what they want to say.
Pastor, this sound like Shaniqua and Monique and every Nequa. Lord have mercy, Jesus. You should have let a brother read this first. Seriously, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless the word of the Lord today. Amen. First Chronicles chapter 15, beginning at verse 23. And Barakai and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. Uh-huh. And Shebaniah and Jehoshaphat and Nathaniel and Amizai and Zechariah and Benai and Eleazar the priests did blow with the trumpets before the ark of the Lord. And Obededom and Jehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. Verse 25. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obededom with joy. That's it. We're blessed. Bless the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you.
The Urshans and Senior Thank Choir. Bless y'all.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for this time in the Word. Pray, Master, that I would come now, use my lips of clay for your glory. Bless your people today with a word from on high. Let your spirit move. Let your power flow. Let your people know that you're still on the throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Elder. Amen. I wasn't going to tackle those names myself. Amen. So, praise God. There are many roles of service for a person within the body of Christ. Today we are focusing on our ushers. Ushers play an important role in our church. They are known there in Psalms 84 as doorkeepers. We come today to celebrate our ushers' ministry of this church. However, I don't want to miss out on the opportunity as pastor to share my appreciation and my love, amen, for this, the ushers' ministry, for your commitment and for your dedication. Amen. We want to say thank you. Let's take time this morning, all of us, to thank the Lord for their service. It is our desire that you will see their work is truly for the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. So ushers, we celebrate you all day today. Throughout the scriptures, we can find ushers called by various titles. In 2 Samuel 18, 24 to 27, they're called watchmen. 1 Chronicles 9, 17 to 18, they are called porters. In 1 Chronicles 5, 2 to 23, they are called doorkeepers. Obed-Edom and Jehiah also were gatekeepers of the ark. The term doorkeeper lasted for centuries. Today, doorkeepers are called and understood to be church ushers. So the word usher is referred to in the Bible as a gatekeeper, a doorkeeper, or simply a keeper. The word is derived from ush, U-S-H, meaning to enter in. The usher had many duties in biblical times. Keeper of the city gates, announcer of dignitaries. They went before the high-ranking people to clear the way. They directed individuals to their proper places. They were in charge of who to admit or permit into the building. They were the ones who made it possible for the speaker to be heard, not allowing disruptions in the room. In other words, they kept order. In the embodiment of ushering, the ushers has to reflect the gift of the Spirit in his or her dominion or action. The joy of the Lord must be present, and there needs to be a love and reassurance that comes forth in sincerity and care. The usher must also use the proper discernment and wisdom to keep the peace and have the proper response to know what to do in emergency situations. Ushers needs to be sensitive to the needs of the people and dedicated to the task at hand with a positive attitude, and to be a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's examine our text today briefly. This morning, we see what we can learn about the importance and value of doorkeepers. There in 1 Chronicles 15 and 24, that was read earlier, it shows the history and background that King David prepared to bring the Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem. Something shocking happened. Now, if you are a Sunday school student, you heard this a week ago. Yeah. There was a shocking thing that occurred there. The Israelites was transporting the ark on a cart driven by the oxen because that's how they saw the Philistine do it. Be careful how you copy other people now. The problem was God commanded them to have the priests carry it on poles. When the ox stumbles, the ark gets tipsy. A guy named Uzzah nearby braced it with his hand, and God struck him dead. This angered David. Needless to say, David didn't want the ark near him anymore. He responded based on his emotions. Watch this now. Can I tell you, when we respond based on our emotion, instead of understanding what God is telling and teaching us, we will suffer adversely every time. In other words, when you don't obey God, there will be consequences. We must take great care to harness our emotions. Ephesians 4:26 tells us, be ye angry and sin not. So what does David do? He instructs an unknown priest named Obed-Edom, who lived 10 miles outside of the city, to take the ark into his home. And the ark, which just cost a man his life for touching it, is moved into Obed-Edom's living room for 3 months. Now, some of you know how hard it is to make your grandchildren not touch the remote or electric sockets, or don't touch something I put down for a moment. Can you imagine for a moment trying to convince them not to put their little hands on the big shiny thing in the middle of the room? As a few months went by, David heard God was blessing Obed-Edom, and so he decided to bring the ark to Jerusalem. But now he would do it, yeah, the right way, by obeying God's instruction. Maybe I need to tell you, the ark represents the presence of God. And it was in the holies of holies, and only the priest was allowed to go into the holies of holies. And he had to be right. They tied a rope around him, because if he went in and didn't go in right, he would die on the spot. And they would have to pull him out. Amen. And so here, brothers and sisters, this ark that David allowed to be in Obed-Edom's house. If we would just learn to follow God's instructions, life would not be so difficult. If we just follow God's instructions, the church would be full again. If we just follow God's instruction, we would truly love one another. Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me here. If we would just follow God's instructions and worship him in spirit and in truth, if we would just follow God's instructions, it is all recorded in the book. David brings the ark into the city with much rejoicing and dancing, and the presence of God is symbolically back in the center of God's people where it rightfully belongs. You see, Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. But in order for it to be your strength, you got to have the heart for God, that he might enter in and give you joy. Verse 25 says, he made a great celebration out of the return of the ark. David the elder of Israel and the captain over 1,000 went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. That's how we should enter into his sanctuary. Every Sunday morning, we ought to come with praise. We ought to come with worship. We ought to come with joy. If we believe the Spirit of the Lord is here in the sanctuary, his Holy of Holies, amen, we can enjoy the Lord. Notice here, who is this Obed-Edom? His choices and his life led to blessings for him and his family. Let us together examine this man and what he was and what we can learn from his life. Somebody might be sitting there, what does it got to do with ushers? Just hang on in there, I'm coming. Obed-Edom was faithful servant of the Lord who was willing to do what was necessary in order to serve his God. His job as a doorkeeper was certainly not a high visible position. He wasn't asked to speak into large crowds of people. He was not in the spotlight. Yet, he faithfully served his Lord. Can y'all see the ushers there? Because some people think that's the least position in the church. But the great thing about it, God is watching you. Amen. Yet, he was faithful to serve his Lord. We need more like Obed-Edom, more doorkeepers. We need men and women who will be willing to serve the Lord and be content with not receiving accolades of men, but knowing also their labor is not in vain as far as God is concerned. I don't know about you, but I appreciate the men and women at our church that do the things that people tend not to notice, but are very important and necessary for the cause of Christ to move forward. I thank God for the ones who show up every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to begin preparing the sanctuary for 7:30 service and 10:45 worship. I thank God. I thank God for the ushers that stay behind after worship to straighten out the stuff we leave behind and allow our children to tear up. I know I won't get nothing there. I thank God for the ushers that travel with me during the afternoon service. They don't have to do it, but they do it as though they're doing it to the Lord. They do so with looking for the fairness. Amen. They do it without looking for the fairness or accolades. Amen. They were like Obed-Edom, who was a Levite. He was dedicated to his post. Ushers originated from the Levites. They were the overseers that David had assigned for service at the gate in the Lord's temple. They made sure the proper reverence for use in the worship of the Lord when entering into the temple. There should be for us a value we approach the Lord. When we grow in our relationship to the Lord, we also show how some reverence to our view of God and in our worship of him. In other words, if God has done anything for you, you ought to have a praise on your lips. If God has brought you out, you ought to be able to clap your hands. If God has kept your children, you ought to be able to give him a praise today. You shouldn't be sitting back wondering where is God when God has showed up. can do what he do best. He's still keeping you. The Levites also assisted the priests in the temple, and there was also overseers of collection of the funds. The Levites were already highly regarded as priests in their own right. They were entrusted to supervise the work on behalf of the Lord in his temple. They were operating as overseers and gatekeepers and operating within the body in their service. So David and Nehemiah relied on the Levites as gatekeepers to serve the Lord in various capacities. But even with all of this, brothers and sisters, everything must be done in decency and order. So the Ark of the Covenant remained with Obed-Edom for 3 months, and the Lord blessed his household and everything he owned when he came to move the Ark to Jerusalem. This time, correctly, Obed-Edom had a choice. He could have stayed where he was and live off of his past relationship with God. So many times, people get content how the Lord has blessed them. But when you do that, you box God in. You need to understand that our God is a big God, that he has great things in store for us. But look at what he did. Amen. He moved with the ark of God, staying in God's presence and in relationship with God. Obed-Edom had a desire for the Lord and moved with God. His desire for the Lord caused him to do whatever it took. Amen. To be close to God. I don't know about you, but I got to do whatever it takes, amen, to get close to God. Sometimes I got to separate myself from my family in order to get close to God. Sometimes I got to spend time with God all alone in order to get close to God. Sometimes I got to forget about materialistic things in order to get close to God. Sometimes I have to leave loved ones in order to get close to God. And so we can become gatekeepers. Amen. We can become musicians. And he became a doorkeeper for the ark due to his desire and love for the Lord, his faithfulness. God began to bless him. Good God Almighty. Some folks don't understand that when your relationship grow with the Lord, yes, your benefits will grow too. Good God Almighty. Somebody might get jealous because God is blessing you, but they don't know the time that you spent with God. They don't know the time that you visit the sick. They don't know the time that you've been to the hospital. They don't know the time that you sacrifice things in order for people to have what they need. When you do that, you get close to God, and God will find favor with you. And there's no secret what God can do. What he done for others, he'll do the same for you. He became the doorkeeper. He desired to love God. He was faithful to God. You can do the same thing. You can be blessed when you get out of your sinful ways. When you turn loose the things of the world, God is just waiting to bless you. His word says, first, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What things are you talking about, preacher? Well, not only what you need. It can be things that you want. Because my God, when he finds favor with you, he'll bless you above and beyond. Do I have a witness here? There is more blessings for you if you will only understand that the little things you do, God is watching you. When you begin to bless somebody that don't bless you, God is watching you. Oh, y'all don't hear me? I wish I had about three people that understand that when you go out of your way to bless somebody else, God will bless you too. I heard about somebody saying we can't bless the Lord. We can serve him, but we can't bless the Lord. But wait 1 minute. I beg the difference, because the scripture says in Psalms 34 and verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. I heard David said in Psalm 16 and verse 7 says, I bless the Lord who has given me the counsel. I heard him say in Psalm 26 and verse 12, he says, my foot standing in an even place in the congregation will I bless the Lord. Is there anybody here want to bless the Lord? Is there anybody here want to give him service? I heard David go on. Psalms 115 and 18. He said, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Bless the Lord. Tell somebody, bless the Lord. Give him a smile. Tell him, bless the Lord. Give somebody a helping hand. Tell them, bless the Lord. Carry somebody else heavy load. Do I have a witness here? Somebody know that God is on the main line. Just call him up and tell him what you want. Well, let me close here. Obed-Edom, he becomes a worshiper, a leader, and is mentioned along with Asaph, the chief musician. He and 68 associate ministers regularly before the Lord in worship. Y'all sit down for a minute. I got a little more to tell you. In spite of his elevation from the Lord, he's now also playing an instrument for worship service. Don't you see, when you allow God and appreciate him blessing you with a little, he'll elevate you to much. Do I have a witness here? Here he is. He's now also a worship leader, but still ushers for the church, because this is your first love. Here he is, blessing the Lord with the ministry of being a usher. Relationships with Lord, relationship with us family. He's also blessed. Don't you see, when you bless the Lord, he'll bless your family, he'll bless your children, he'll bless your mama, he'll bless your daddy. If you just bless the Lord, God, whoo, God gave him 8 years. I'm sorry, God gave him 8 sons. His sons and grandsons also worship the Lord. It's a good thing that when God blesses you, you can pass it on to your children, and they will become worshipers and servers of the Lord. Remember, my brothers and sisters, that God is a good God. I heard David said in Psalm 34 and verse 8, he says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him after worshiping the Lord. Good God Almighty, he became happy. He became addicted to what God was doing. He couldn't do it without God's presence. He probably uprooted his family and he began to move for the Lord. He couldn't do it without God. He was one of those that was blessed by the Lord. When you began to be addicted to the Lord, watch what happens. You can give up that drug habit. You can give up them painkillers. You can give up alcohol. You can give up smoking. When you become addicted to God, you'll be the first every time. If you get to the point that you want to bless the Lord, you'll be the first person to get to the church to open the door and say, come on in. The door of the church is open. As I go to my seat, I must tell you, it takes a team to work in the kingdom of God. I'm convinced there's a leading character in the kingdom team, and somebody here in New Hope is on the kingdom team. Do I have a witness here? These ushers are on the kingdom team. They come to bless somebody. They come to lift somebody. And I'm so glad, ushers, you can be proud, because God will acknowledge you. God will write your name in the book of life. God himself will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. Come on up high. I make you rulers of many. I got to leave you now. When I tell you about a great man that had everything, he had power, he had accolades, he could heal the sick, he could raise the dead. This man, by the name of Jesus, he was the greatest usher. He marched up Golgotha's hill, he hung there, and he bled for your sins and my sins. He opened the door where you and I could have the right to the tree of life. I come by to tell you, your dedication, your devotion for the Lord is blessing God. You're blessing people. You're honoring God. You're lifting him up. You're bringing joy. You're bringing peace. I applaud you. Keep on keeping on. When they talk about you, hang on in there. When they scandalize your name, hang on in there. When they turn the nose up at you, hang on in there. Be one of those that will stand there on the door. One of those that will stand there on the door, knowing that God is in control. Is there anybody here that know that God is in control? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, everything is well and good. Everything has met approval. So I say to the ushers, carry on. Those of you that been in service, amen. We don't take it for granted, the service that we render. When you have not been giving acknowledgement so much as a thank you, ushers, carry on. When others around you see your job as a small, easy job, you carry on. Don't let them distract you. When you feel like you just can't make it, carry on. Because God is watching you. Believe it or not, you are special to God. Why is that, preacher? You see, you one of the first ones at the door when people come in. You're ushering them into the presence of God. And when God see your smiling face, when he see your love, he is keeping track of your good works. So feel honored, feel proud today that you're not just pleasing New Hope, but you're pleasing God. Hallelujah. God bless you is our prayer. Amen. Doorkeeper. What a job. What an honor. Come on, let's give it to him. Praise God. I don't know what you've decided to do for the Lord, but now's a good time for you to make up your mind just what position you're going to take. Let me tell you something. So many people are robbing God that it's not funny. Now I'm talking about with tithes and offerings only. I'm talking about with your time and with your care for others. God is blessing you. You're living good. You're riding good. You're sleeping good. But yet you don't take the time to share with somebody else. That's robbery. Because God is blessing you to bless somebody else. You know, and it's sad when we get to the point that we got to pick and choose who we help. When God is blessing you in spite of. Oh, I knew I won't get no praise right there. He's blessing you in spite of. He don't pick and choose. Keep waking you up in the morning, putting food on your table, shelter over you, in spite of. So today, I want to offer Christ to you. This is a good time for you to get connected with a God that has died for your sins. You can be saved today. You can be renewed today. Your life can turn around today. You can be all that God wants you to be. You don't have to hang your head down and say, I made mistakes. No, get up and get on the road called straight. Watch God bless you. Watch Him bless your family. But you've got to make that step. Says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. want you to receive him today. Come to him. Give your life over to him. Humble yourself and say, Lord, help me. Won't you do it today? You're not saved. Come give me your hand and give God your heart. Say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. I want to be saved. I want to be set free from my sins. If you're home in your car, wherever you might be, just lift your hands in faith and repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now stir up the gift that is in me that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer today, you are saved. Get into a Bible-believing church, somewhere where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Y'all sing that for me just for a moment as we get ready for our altar call. Maybe you want to be an intercessor for somebody. This is a good time for you to do it. Maybe a loved one, maybe a friend, maybe a spouse. This is a good time for you to take them to the Lord in prayer. If that's your desire, as Minister Pimpton get ready to lead us in prayer, just stretch forth your hands now. And whatever your request is, put it on the altar. Say, Lord, here it is. Here it is, Lord. I'm giving it to you. Listen, stop carrying excess baggage. Give it to Jesus. Let him handle it. Let him turn things around for you. Will you do it? Will you do it? Will you do it? Will you do it? Too many of us can't function because we're carrying around folks who hate us, folks who talk about us. You just shake that stuff off. Pack it under your feet like that goat did in the William Brothers song. And after a while, you will step out on dry land. Won't you give it to him today? As she gets ready to pray, let us prepare our hearts and our minds to receive the blessings of the Lord. Yes.
Every head bowed in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you now for being who you are. We thank you that you loved us enough to let us live to see this day. And how we realize that we haven't done anything, but we know it was goodness and mercy that has followed us all the days of our lives. And so for that we say thank you, that the blood still runs warm in our veins. God, we thank you that we're able to digest our food. We thank you. We thank you for what some people call small things, but you have called them big things. Here is our prayer that you would bless us indeed, that you would enlarge our territory, that you would make room for us. We thank you now, God, for the things that you have done. And we give you praise for the things that you're going to do. We pray, God, now that you would bless this church, that you would bless the pastor. We ask that you would uphold him in your right hand. We pray, God, now that you would bind us together in love and unity, that you would create in us a clean heart, and you would renew a right spirit within us. Help us, God, to treat one another right. We thank you now, God, for being who you are. We thank you. We thank you, God, that we were able to come to church this morning. We thank you. God, we thank you because somebody didn't get up this morning. But God, you saw fit. And for that, we say thank you. Forgive us now for our sins. We stand now, God, in the need of prayer. We stand in the need of a blessing. And somebody stands in the need of healing. We know, God, that you're able to do what no other power has been able to do. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Her son plays for the Houston Texans. Is that right? Amen. Amen. We thank God for how he has blessed him. All right. We got a few things and we're going to let you go. Amen. We're going to have our Usher Victoria tribute. Amen. Junior Usher's coordinator remarks. Sister Lakeisha Stanley, Senior Usher President remarks. Amanda Thornton, and then I'll come back and we go home. Is that all right? Amen. Not here.
Good morning, New Hope family. Again, I am here as the junior usher or youth usher advisor, and I have to tell you, I have some amazing youth ushers. When I call for them to come out in the parking lot, they showed up. When I call now and say, hey, I need somebody to work with me first and second service, I usually have a volunteer to say, hey, I'll do it. That makes them some amazing people. I call them team greatness because that's what I expect from them at all times. I would love for my youth ushers to stand up and wave to the audience. I won't call you out by name, but they are definitely some great young people. And if you don't know, you cannot have great children without great parents. So, parents of my team greatness, would you please stand? So that we can also acknowledge your presence and know that we cannot do this without you. Thank you so very much, and I appreciate all the love and support that you have given to my babies as you walk in the door. I cannot do it without you, and I appreciate all the support that you give us each and every day. Thank you.
It's a reason why I've been here 20 plus years. We have the greatest pastor on this side of town. My family and I, just to throw that out there, we don't have to go around the corner or down the street to get linked up. We are linked into Jesus right here at New Hope. Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, Reverend Dr. Steve, First Lady and family, ministerial staff, deacons, deaconess, mothers, and congregation. I stand here before you today as the president of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, senior ushers and healthcare ministry. When I was elected in October of 2019, of course, during that time, I was a little uncertain. But instead of going to man, I went to my Lord and Savior. And he directed me to Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer, Amanda. I will show you great, mighty, unsearchable things that you do not know. And I knew then that everything would be all right. And guess what? It has been. Even during a global pandemic, you were always greeted by an usher with a smile underneath their mask, given a tithing envelope, a fan, your temperature check, as well as ensuring social distances in the sanctuary. Each time I reached out to an usher to cover the services, the answer was yes. They were always ready and willing to learn, to serve. I see this pandemic as an opportunity for New Hope ushers to move forward while standing on God's promises, operating in the new norm, and as a new design for spiritual growth by being more cautious and compassionate than ever before. Let's give our ushers a hand clap of praise. At this time, I would like to acknowledge our junior usher advisor, Sister Lakeisha Stanley. Sister Stanley is a devoted... Sister Stanley is a devoted wife, mother, daughter, a full-time employee, and student. But somehow, she always found time to remain committed to the junior ushers. We would like to thank Sister Stanley, as well as her co-advisors, Sister Elaine Harrah and Sister Irene Watts. Also, this next person I would like to recognize and acknowledge is our former senior usher president, Sister Lapita Stiles. Is a solid servant leader and has a passion for people. She is known for her dedication, innovation, and dependability. She is no stranger to working for the Lord. She has an exceptional understanding of life and balance. Additionally, Sister Stiles' Christian leadership is notable throughout the 7th District. Let's give her a hand. Okay. Yeah. Okay. In closing, I would like to give special thanks to our pastor, Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed, First Lady Steed for our flowers and corsages, Sister Jackie Patton and the pastor's aide, Sister Pam Bradshaw, Sister Sharon West, Sister Rosa Parker, Sister Kim Drone, Sister Louise Ferguson, Sister Dee Walden for the program. Thank you all, and God bless. And make sure you get a fan. Keep your fan and get a cupcake on the way out. Thanks.
Sister Harper is my friend. We just get into it all the time. Sister Bostic, come say something for the senior choir, just a little something. Give her a hand as she comes. Amen. Don't she look good? Y'all give her the mic so she don't have to come. So thank you. Amen. She's sharp, ain't she? Yeah. Praise God.
God bless. We got a sweet pastor. We got a sweet big pastor now, but when he became pastor, he was a tiny pastor with a jerry curl. But anyway, I would just like to thank God. I just like to thank God and thank God, because when the senior choir was organized in 1939, wow, on the third Sunday, because we were just having service one Sunday a month, which was the third Sunday. And people might say, 86, how did you all be members of the senior choir? At that time, you just had one choir. And our parents brought us up to serve on everything, the choir, the usher, whatever you needed to do. You stayed in church. You didn't walk around. You didn't go in and out. You didn't move. You served. And I used to say, Lord, when I get grown, I'm not going to church no more, because that's all my mama knew was how to go to church. And if people, let me tell you, we are so blessed. We got, I think it's five of us, I know it's four, that's still here that was with the senior choir when it was organized. We have been singing it. It's myself, Evelina Hanna, Annie Ruth Walden, and can't get this guy. They're still here, still singing, and still living and doing what we can for the Lord. We might be a little slow, we might be a little forgetful, but I praise God not only for the senior choir, I praise God for New Hope, and for I call them all my babies. I call my big boys my boys, and I call my little, and my babies, and I just love Lord, and I thank the Lord for still blessing us. Not only have we been here to support the senior choir, we've been here to support New Hope. Whatever, we have always, and we continue to do that as long as the Lord bless us too.
Come on, give Mother Bostic a hand. Amen. We honor them today also. Amen, for their fine work. God bless you. Amen. We're going to let you go home. I know you're hungry. I am. Amen. Need me a chicken leg now. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Give this choir a hand. Amen. Truly, they blessed us today. Our musicians, give them a hand if you will. Praise God. Amen. All of our deacons and ministers, and amen, our mothers. Let's see. Are those deacon ushers back there? Pastors, aid members. All right. We thank God for you serving today. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. All right. If all minds are clear, let us stand as we get ready to go home. Amen. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I love you. Come on. Y'all didn't say like you mean it. Come on. Tell somebody, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Praise God. I know a man named Jesus, and he's walking right by my side. When I'm weak, he makes me stronger. I'm so glad he's a friend of mine. Tell somebody, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Come on, say it like you mean.
Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving. Can I say it one more time? I'll leave you alone. I know a man named Jesus, and he's walking right by my side. When I'm weak, he makes me stronger. I'm so glad he's a friend of mine. Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. One more time. Say it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Have a blessed week and be safe. We love you. Love you, Mama.